KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. How are we this morning in Laguna Beach? I have two fabulous guests coming up. Harry Huggins and my co-host guest, Stacy King. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Laguna Beach. I'm going to introduce my guest. I'm going to play a theme song for him. Are you ready, Harry?
I'm ready. pour it on me.
Here we go.
I'm just wild about
Harry. Where does wild about Harry? Little Judy Garland there.
Love it.
We got more to say about Harry than just being wild about him, don't we, Stacy?
Yes, we do.
So first, we get some housekeeping here. I just want to say this is KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach, and we are very pleased that our sponsor again today is Mike Johnson with Villa Real Estate. Thank you, Mike. He has offices in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. Not Costa Rica, Costa Mesa. And so he's our sponsor. I want to also talk about that we have our co-host is Stacy King. Say hello, Stacy.
Good morning, Laguna. Hello.
She got up this morning. It's not we're not morning people here, but we manage somehow.
I am.
And Harry's a morning person,
uh-oh,
right, Harry?
Yes.
So we love Harry. I'm gonna introduce Harry a little bit. This is what I wrote about him, or this is what news I have about him. He's very modest. He doesn't talk about much about what he's done. I did have the pleasure of going to his recent birthday party, of which the numbers I won't mention. And I learned a great deal because we roasted Harry a little bit, and we found out just how wonderful a person he is, that he's, again, modest. He retired after 27 years with Orange County, where he was asset manager for Oaksea Parks. But we know him best for coordinating the Laguna or the walk in Laguna Canyon in 1989. He worked closely with resident photographer and designer Charles Michael Murray to organize an action committee that assembled citywide community support for Lada Lenny's efforts to save Laguna Canyon. Harry's public relations skills and Charles making savvy, is that right? I'm sorry. Created a flashpoint in the city hall. The help of Jose Feliciano's 32nd spot didn't hurt, right?
No. And Charles has become somewhat of a brother to me now. We're tied on many issues, and I'll help him. He'll help me. He's a cool, cool guy. But back to your point, yes, Jose Feliciano did this 32nd spot. It was outrageous. It gave everybody the chills. The city council was just like, wow, we're going first class. This was great. They were all behind that walk.
It's amazing.
So, Harry, I want to talk about what you are doing in the past and what you're doing currently, because I think you're making a huge contribution to the LGBT community and the community in general. Harry, before the show admitted that he has straight friends, because I want to say say again that Rainbow Radio is not just about gay people. It's about gay people being a part of the greater community. And I want to make that really clear, because I have some fabulous straight friends, and I don't want anyone to think that we're parting ways. It's about bringing people together and perhaps sharing our experiences from both sides, and just how we are all very much the same in the same world. So so Harry has done a lot for the community, gay and straight and otherwise. And with that, I'd like to, Harry, let's talk about the Laguna Canyon event that you coordinated a little bit more.
Well, I got to say, I learn by sometimes being criticized. Don't expand on that. Don't try it right now. But I've learned a lot from my dearest friends. Anybody close to me can really snap back at me and say, Harry, you're wrong. That's not right. I'm driving in the car. We're headed out the canyon. And there's all these people along the canyon complaining or whining, and signs up, you know, stop the development. And I said to my friend, my very, very close friend, in fact, lover at the time, I said, this is just the way it goes. Development just keeps pushing on, and it's going to take the next open space. And he came unglued.
Good for him.
I can't believe you're saying that. And I'm going, okay. And then he switched me. I went, you're right. Maybe we can do something. So I took my whining from the road and all these people whining about it, and I spoke to Charles about it, and I says, God, he and I both lived here at the time. We got to do something. And so we started on that walk campaign, and I just got higher every day with all our planning, and it got going. And he knows how to put graphics and organization for media together very well. So and he still does to this moment. He does websites and does planning for
people. Let me explain, I think, for the people that may not really understand what was going on in the canyon. There was some major push to develop it more so to this kind of, I guess, Pelican Hill or more a Newport Beach residential development and stores in the canyon. And there was a certain number of people who felt that that was going to be a detriment to the charm that makes Laguna Beach what it is and the artist colony and artist community that it's been for so many years. So you took it, I just say, it, from what I understand, Harry took it on himself, a committee of one, to spearhead this because he was passionate about it, that he felt we needed to preserve our...
Oh, I got to stop you there.
Okay.
No. There was already a lot of fervor and action going. The Laguna Canyon Conservancy was meeting every month about it. A lot of other people in town were upset about it. There was a lot of campaign going. In every window, there became a poster. Are you going to support this? So I just sort of jumped in front of the bus and then kept going with the bus. You know?
It takes a lot of nerve to do that.
I did, and I made a 9-page proposal. Charles and I typed it up together and said, all right, take this to the LCC. And on their September meeting in that year, 1989, we had about 90 days to go from scratch. I mean, we had to bring this together into a professional campaign. We ended up buying 11 radio spots, and it was radio mm-hmm. that caught everybody's ear.
Did everyone hear that? KX93.5, FM's Laguna Beach's only FM radio. Go on, Harry.
That's what saved the canyon. I met with some other people and said, okay, do you like this newspaper ad? Isn't this neat, or should we use this other one? So I had all the graphics ready, and the guy says, scrap it. Those papers aren't going to get you anywhere. There's a chance they'll see it, da-da-da-da. But if you want to really affect a lot of people and you want to get their attention, put it on the radio. Put it on the radio all over. And we said, really? Yeah. Okay. So we set out to buy up radio spots. First of all, you get all the public radio spots. That's in the morning at 3 a.m. Who's listening? I don't know. But then we got 1 hour, every hour, in 11 radio stations.
Wow.
We spent $11,000, and it was on the radio station in the tower of the Irvine Company. And when they came into work, there was this ad about the protest coming up in Laguna Canyon. ah, it worked all over the county. 8,000 people showed up. And we were protesting a development that was probably reasonable in the Irvine Company's mind. A big golf course, that's open space, isn't it? Well, you're not going to be able to go there. But and the homes, 3,200 homes, 6 traffic lights, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it became an easy thing to fight. Because the people here were just upset. And the city council was beside itself. And Lita Lenny was the mayor, and she was fighting.
I mean, there's a lot of contributions that development has made. It's just, I think, the key word, the functional word here is what is appropriate given the what is in the community and how the community has evolved. And I think being an artist community, or colony, as it started out, that we have something unique that the other beach cities don't have, and it makes sense to preserve that culture and promote it as much as possible. So I understand, and there's some efforts to develop in Laguna Beach further, which is the Coast Inn is up for restoration, and that's going to be preserve a bit of the culture, and that's very good thing that the developers, I feel, are doing appropriately.
I'm in full support there.
Yeah.
It's an element of our community that's been there since the 40s. It's been accepted worldwide, I mean, nationwide, that, you know, gay people can be there, you know. And now suddenly, no, now is the time.
There's so many shuttered businesses in that area. It's kind of a blight on the community, I feel. And if that was what you would call a anchor facility, it could spurn some redevelopment that would be, let's say, not redevelopment, let's spurn some development that brings it back to the level that it was and pulls away from some of the empty storefronts. But there's a lot of things to do, and all on a positive note. It's all about doing the right thing and looking to the future.
But it's pushing the hip district south. And that was the hip district a while ago, before we had that term for the village fair area and that whole strip. Now it is going further south if we could get this little anchor store back in and some other things around it.
Yeah. Harry's done a lot more. We're going to take a short break here and go play a song for a moment, and we'll be right back on KX93.5 Rainbow Radio. This is Craig with Harry and Stacy. Good morning, Laguna Beach.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laguna.
I'm not afraid to die.
We have a lot to cover this morning, so we're gonna get with it here on Rainbow Radio. First, a couple more announcements. This next week, we'll have Lawrence Simon of Mariner Travel, a gay business owner. He's books a lot of wonderful travel events around the world. He was supposed to be here this week, but he had to be off in some exotic location. So he had to travel. He had to travel. Yeah. Imagine that.
He's a great guy.
And then December 9th, we're going to have a panel of Laguna Beach artists. I kind of started this event thinking that it would be nice to get the artists together that represent so much of the community, because I do feel that's the lifeblood of Laguna, and it's the lifeblood of many of the businesses, including the art museum and the college and all the galleries, the Sawdust Festival, Festival of Arts, the Pageant of the Masters, and what am I leaving out? Something in there. But a lot of them. And I went to an event this last week where that was a very passionate discussion going on. So I thought I would continue that dialogue on the radio show. It should be an interesting panel, I guess I'll call it. It's going to include a couple artists, some straight, some gay, of course, and then one gallery owner, and hopefully we'll be able to get a representative from AEA, who is the company that's been engaged to assist the city with their sorting out what would be best, I guess, as far as pressing forward with Laguna Beach as a viable artist community. So it should be very interesting. I also want to encourage everyone again, if you have a business you know of, like, say, the Lawrence Simon Mariner Travel, that you would like to see featured, please let me know at rainbow-radio.com, rainbow-radio.com. And if you also know of a community leader that I'm sure they all pale to Harry. But if you know a community leader that you feel has worked tirelessly and is a big contributor to the community, I know Audrey Prowser is one, and I'm gonna get her work to get her on the show. I haven't set a time yet. And also, I have from Shanti, I have Sarah Kasman, is already slated in January.
Wonderful woman.
Yeah. So those are some both tirelessly contributing to the greater community on all levels, not just lesbian, gay, but all levels. So that is great. And I'm going to start a new feature right now, so we can, and this is open for both Harry and Stacy. It's called This Day in History.
Oh.
Yeah, the November 18th.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, so a few things happened. One of the things I found really interesting was Dance of the 41 Police Raid. It happened in 1901. Now we're going way back.
Way back.
That's even before me. Before you, Harry?
2 weeks before I was born.
Oh, my God. Police in Mexico City raid a gay dance party being held at a private home. Of the 41 attendees, 19 are men dressed in women's clothing, and all were members of the higher classes of society.
Imagine that.
Those convicted in the raid were conscripted into the army as punishment. A result of the raid, the number 41 is adopted in Mexican popular culture to refer to homosexuality, and no segment of the army is allowed to be given the unit number 41. Now, isn't that...
How tragic.
I heard that has a whole different meaning for you, Stacy, 41.
Oh, God, no. Yes, it does. 41 was my basketball number in high school. And I couldn't buy a basket, so I sat on the bench and ate popcorn with the fans. That's just my number for basketball. But I turned it to a positive, and my sports, which I did excel in, I changed my number to 14.
See?
So there you go.
See, we're all about positivity,
That's
aren't
right.
we, Harry?
That's right.
What happened to 420? That's another number. Okay.
So that happened in Mexico. I got. There's actually four here, but in Section 28 was repealed in the U.K., Section 28, this was in 2003, so it's fairly recently, said the local authority shall not intentionally promote homosexuality or publish material with the intention of promoting homosexuality or promote the teaching of any maintained school in the acceptability of homosexuality as a preferred family relationship, or pretend, excuse me. So apparently we were pretending.
Playing house.
And we shouldn't pretend that it's, yeah. So.
No.
So anyway, fortunately, Section 28 was repealed in the year 2003. And so we're happy about that. And one more here Goodridge versus the Department of Public Health. So this was in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts, I'm listening, Supreme Judicial Court rules 4-3 that same-sex couples have the right to marry, making Massachusetts the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. The court gives the legislature 180 days to prepare the way, and the state begins granting marriage licenses May 17th, 2004, which is, what, 13 wow. years ago?
13 years ago.
So in Massachusetts, and it spread.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
I was surprised. I thought Iowa was one of the first. So
yeah.
Glad to hear it's Massachusetts.
So that's the news. Now, other news, if you have an event coming up or you represent an organization that you would like to communicate via spread the word.
Via radio, right via here radio. On Gay Radio of Laguna Beach.
Thank you, Harry.
Segway.
You're hired.
I'll work for free on this one.
So I created a space on the Rainbow-Radio website where you can list your business and you can also list any events that are important to the community. And also we're going to use that as a platform to share with the city of Laguna, which has a gay-oriented website on Visit Laguna. Not many people know that, but it's Visit Laguna. And I'm not sure what the URL, but if you go to Laguna Beach's Chamber of Commerce, and it will link to, or just Visit Laguna, I guess is what it is. Do a Google search, and it will pop up. And there is a page that lists all the activities and events that are going on in the community, like some that we discussed last week when we had Annie from the Laguna Playhouse. Yeah. So those are all some great things going on. So I'm going to defer back to, we kind of cut off there, Harry. So you put this thing together in the canyon, 8,000 people showed up, and it's all over. The party's
just
over, right?
8,000.
8,000.
Wow. Well, the Irvine Company, as one of my good friends, Gene Felder, often says, came to the negotiating table, came to their knees at the negotiating table after that event. But LCC, Laguna Canyon Conservancy, and the Laguna Greenbelt are still dear to me. They're part of that energy that was going on, and I've remained on those two boards now. And I believe they have some important issues for Laguna to address. One of them is out in Aliso Creek right now. Mm-hmm. LCC, they're all together. All the environmental groups are on this, and they're going, no, Army Corps, you're not going to come in and blast this out and make a concrete freeway and call it Aliso Creek anymore. They've really got some big plans that are way too big for what ought to go on in Aliso Creek. So anyway, I'm just trying to say that those organizations are part of the fabric and fiber, and they're woven into the current issues, including the wildlife corridor coming in from.
What's the wildlife corridor? Well, I know nothing about it. They have lots of parties.
Parties and animals or party animals?
No.
That one runs along the beach. That's a different corridor.
Oh.
The other one that comes in from the mountains, from the Cleveland National Forest, keeps the...
What's Cleveland doing here?
Well, it's a part of Ohio. They moved out here. Never mind. Let's not talk about that. We're trying to get this point across.
Okay, go on, Harry.
The animals used to come into Laguna Canyon via under the 5 freeway at the 405 interchange. They could get through there. There's a big
tunnel. Wildlife.
Real wildlife. Mountain lions. Those are the top predator. So anyway, because of the development that was permitted on the inside edge, meaning toward us on the side toward the ocean, it made it impossible for the mountain lions to get through there. And now it's in danger on the other side, mm-hmm. further in, where the County of Orange, we won't go
now, be
there.
Careful here,
yes,
Harry.
I know.
I got to say, that even the Irvine Company, they're a developer, and they've done a lot of wonderful things and donated been very generous in a lot of ways. And the canyon thing was just something that was a misstep, that was not, the community wasn't supporting it?
I think so. The Irvine Company has taken a good turn toward environmental issues. They have the best experts usually on their staff, and now they're a little more attuned to it. But I think there was a hiccup or something went along where they put concrete walls right up to the edge and a bridge over this wildlife corridor.
Oh.
Don't they remember? It's on the map. They missed that map, that page of the map.
Okay.
Anyway, now we have to find ways to correct it. But even worse right now, aside from correcting that, is the County of Orange itself has 100 acres, and they want to build right up to the edge of it with a high-rise. Ironically, they say it's going to be a senior high-rise. Oh, dear. This isn't going to work. Anyway, a lot of issues going on. I don't think everybody knows.
Do you have something against seniors?
Actually not. I just didn't want them to be the meat and the dinner of these mountain lions going by.
Oh.
So putting them right next to the wildlife corridor does seem like, which one can run faster? I don't think the seniors are going to come out of this in a good light.
A point well taken.
Yes.
So the Conservancy organization, again, in a nutshell, is an organization that works to...
Well, there's two of them.
Okay.
Laguna Canyon Conservancy, they have dinners every month, and they have speakers that address issues of environment and address issues, of course, of Laguna Beach. And if you haven't been to one of those dinners, well, you've just been asleep. It's been really cool. It's out at Tivoli every month. But aside from that, Laguna Greenbelt is always armored and ready and handling the issues that might require lawsuits. Well, now this one with the Army Corps developing in Aliso Creek is going to require everybody getting together. I mean, all the environmental orgs are behind
it. So essentially the Army Corps wants to put a transportation corridor down Aliso Creek. Is that right?
No, but it'll look like that. They want to push the creek out, widen it, and put heavy 3x5 rocks, big rocks, all along the edge, and then push dirt back over the edge. And then they're going to say, that'll be an environmental fix. Well, excuse me, when the first rain comes by and blows away the dirt, who's going to be back out there every week or every month or whatever to put the soil back in? We're not taking care of the resources right. That's not quite what needs to be done in Aliso Creek. So we're coming up with our own plan.
Oh,
there
good.
Is a plan.
Because I always think if doth protest, you better have a better solution.
Exactly. Right. Thank you. That is exactly what we're doing. And it's going to take a little bit of cash. We got to get that plan ready. We have to have the lawyers ready. We have to have some people on board lined up. Have your ducks in a line. You know?
Ducks in a row,
Ducks in a row.
And we're talking about the turtles, for one. Just one resource that I love in the canyon are all these land turtles that go out to that creek. Well, there's a whole colony of them. I mean...
mama and daddy and the kids.
Right. We got...
playing house.
A family.
What are they going to do? The course says...
Are they straight or gay?
Are they playing house?
I love them all. I can't tell. They're not marked. There used to be orange triangles on some of them, but they took the triangles off, and I don't know.
I love that.
Some aren't pink anymore.
Anyway. I have a pink triangle. Yes, I do.
Okay. So what can we say? There's a lot Laguna doesn't see going on if they don't pay attention to what the nonprofits in town are doing. And they're the epicenter of fighting some of these issues that are bad for Laguna.
Well, Harry, I praise you for bringing that to our attention, because I do think we're all so busy with our own lives that somehow when the conscience of the community is asleep, let's say, they miss an opportunity to really be vocal about what they really truly want, what's really near and dear to them.
Yeah.
And if you're that voice and helps communicate what the community really wants, that's total win-win all the way.
The community will and does want it. The city council, for example, is already on this and helping secure the hydrologist report again, updating where we were before on reviewing previous plans and going, wait a minute, you haven't really changed. Oh, by the way, they put a really cool title on it, something to do with habitat restoration.
Keep positive, Harry.
they put that title on it like, oh, that'll make the environmentalists go to sleep as long as they think that's the word. Well, excuse me, that's not how environmentalists think we should handle our resources, not what they're doing. But one of many issues going on, and I'm proud to.
So you're involved with both those conservancy groups,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
And so even though you're retired, you're very active in the community in those regards.
Gives me more time to go play with them rather than the issues the county wanted me to address. But I love that job too.
Yeah. So what's your hope for the future, Harry?
Well, Laguna's got some opportunities. I like your view on the artist. We ought to really be pitching in more on that. We're asleep at the wheel, not to think that we aren't a major player in the world.
Right.
Don't
right.
just stay local with your artwork. It's going to be like the animals not having access to rest of the Cleveland National Forest.
There's some news.
It's going to become irrelevant if we aren't there.
News this week about Leonardo da Vinci and his $480 million.
Right.
Was that what it is? That he sold a piece of art.
$454.
Oh, $454.
$454 final. Okay.
So what we need as a community is there may be a da Vinci in the community. Or there may be a da Vinci nearby. Or there may be a da Vinci on the other side of the world.
Or maybe we should be attracting that new da Vinci to come here and be a part of our action.
Right. That's what I say.
We should be growing these new talent, not just harbouring them in a circle and changing off each year.
And I think that's the lifeblood of the community is the artists. And I praise them. Again, we have a panel on the 9th, and we're going
to
discuss this topic. Yeah. I think it will be good. I'm going to try and see if we can't videotape some of it so we can have it later for YouTube or whatever.
Thank God you're not doing that today because I don't have that hat on.
Oh, you look fabulous, Harry.
But you look fabulous.
Where did you dig that out of? That was silly. You know, what was
Gotta be careful.
The Easter bonnet thing.
On the internet, it's forever.
Oh, no.
But you won an award with it, though.
I did.
It's an award-winning hat.
Yep, I did.
So we're gonna take a short break here yet again, and our next artist is Our next artist is Mika, and he is our artist from the UK. He was I think he's Middle Eastern, but he's graduated and grew up in the UK, and he has a song called Grace Kelly. See if I can get it to play. And I'll tell you a little bit more about him at the end of the of the song. So here we go. He had several shows in L.A. and around the world. Mika.
Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome. I could be loathsome. Guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Chris Kelly. Were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind. Everybody.
That was Mika and Grace Kelly. He has a great songbook, and he's a great entertainer. It's, if you ever see him live, it's, he's like crazy all over the place, and I recommend him highly. So a few other things, just some reminders again in case you're just tuning in. If you have a business that you would like featured on our show, Rainbow Radio, please go to rainbow.radio or rainbow-radio.com and leave me a message so I can get them on the show. We'd like to promote as many businesses that are LGBT-friendly or LGBT-owned or managed. That would be great. Also, if you have a business, a person, a philanthropic, generous person that devotes so much of their time to the community like Harry here, please nominate them and let me know. We'll do our best to get them on the show. If you'd like to sponsor the show, you can go to KX935.com. I'm sorry. KX935.com and leave a message for Monica, and she can get back to you about sponsoring the show. We appreciate that. That's how we survive, and that's how we can bring you these fabulous things. So, and then lastly, if you have a business that you would like listed on the resource directory for Rainbow Dash Radio, or if you have an event that you would like to be shared with the community, please go to rainbow-radio again and leave that information. I'll make sure that we get it out there to as many people as possible. This resource will feed into the city and their websites, which is Visit Laguna. And they have visitgaylagunabeach.com. That, I just remembered the URL, Harry. My recollections are coming back. my tongue had just worked. We'd be fine.
Oh.
That. Let's not you go there.
I'm not touching that.
I haven't forgotten that one.
Thanks, Harry, for pointing that out. So we're going to, Harry, you said during the break there were some things that you wanted to hit on again, and I want to give you that opportunity.
Yeah, I can't let you go by praising me like that without pointing out that I'm on two boards that also have all those people that are dedicated to this environmental issue. I'm just one that happens to be gay and here on the show with you because I like you and you like me, so But there are other people on, Dr. Elizabeth Brown. She's been heading up a Laguna Greenbelt now for 452 years.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not sure on that figure, She's been a part of it. And James Dilley is the one who started it, and back in the 60s. And I had the pleasure of meeting him in the early 70s in his bookstore downtown. It was his dream after having gone to England and seen the formal care and, gosh, you can go to Canada right now and see their gardens. Mm-hmm. Make ours look like mud holes. But anyway, the point was the people on each of the boards, and Jean Felder, president right now, and Carolyn Wood, president emeritus, she also has been the driver behind a lot of these environmental issues. She was the one that said yes to Harry back in 1989.
Yeah.
She's the one that said, okay, who's going to do it? And I became the guy in front of the bus.
And you stepped into it.
I stepped in front of the bus and had to run really fast.
Well, you've run really well.
Yes, you have.
But again, the point is there are quite a few people in this town that are dedicated to environmental issues. Hallie, I always want to call her Hallie Berry, but it's actually Hallie Jones, out at Laguna Canyon Foundation, and Derek Austinson. Those two are heading up this effort for all of the environmental groups in town. Village Laguna's behind it. Temple Hills is even getting on board. There's a lot of people that are making this happen to fight the Army Corps, and rightly so. And the city's there with us. So I didn't want you to, you know, praise me too much. That's not fair.
Sharing the accolades there is Harry.
That's nice.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. But I'm sure you're the strongest part of it.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm right behind him, though. I like being vice president of anything, but not president. You got to give those formal thank yous and speeches and all that and keep it all organized. But I like to just, you know, work on certain hard parts. I've always been the number two man at work, on all the organizations. No.
But I'll butt in and say every number one man knows it's the number two man that makes it happen.
That gets it done.
I like to make things happen.
Yes, you do.
If you were, say, interested in participating and being part of the conscience of the community with these efforts, what would you do, Harry?
I'd buy a lottery ticket and move to Laguna. Right now, I live in Laguna Hills. I spent 28 years here in town, living in a variety of places, along from LaDroite on Coast Highway, over to several apartments, even on Center Street, and my lovely home up on off of Alta Vista. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people that I would invite them up for a party after being at the Boom Boom, and all I had to do was whisper it to one or two people, and the bar emptied out and came to my house.
Oh, I missed that because I was there.
Happened repeatedly.
I was there all the time, but not dancing on the bar.
But those are years past. Yes, it wasn't you were dancing on the bar.
No,
It was a guy.
I know. I didn't. Wrong gender.
So how would you get a hold? How, if you want to get involved in these causes, what would be the best way to communicate that or get in touch with people?
I think, as I do, as you should do, as you have done, you go to some of the meetings and see what the LGBTQ community is doing by going to the senior center on their meetings and becoming part of the culture and the heritage of what's been going on in Laguna. I'm going to work on that one. Okay. I like that just because we need to document so much history of the LGBT community hasn't been appreciated or shared.
Right.
Kind of like the Black community. Oh, we don't tell about the heroes in the Black community. No, we just keep the white history going. And I'm going, I think we left out a couple paragraphs here.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Anyway, and that's going on with the gay community too. Mm-hmm.
But
so
specifically the conservancy organizations, is there a way to get a hold of them if you want to be supportive?
Certainly. Go to the websites for Laguna Greenbelt. That would be one.
Okay.
Go to the meetings that are out at Tivoli 2 every month on the first Monday of the month.
And they'll be listed on their website?
Yes. You can find, or Facebook. There's another one.
Okay.
The same way with Laguna Canyon Foundation. If you want to volunteer and get out there, get your hands dirty, do something, that is Laguna Canyon Foundation. Laguna Greenbelt started that. I was on the stewardship committee with my friend Scott Thomas. We got it going and then handed it off to the foundation when they got into a position where they could do it. And they've been doing a wonderful job at it, including all the cameras that are set up. I'm going to see that we get some pictures from those cameras up on the websites all around town so people can see the habitat that's out there at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That would be great.
That would be wonderful.
You're speechless? This is a rare moment. This is a rare moment. Let's note this right now. It's 9:45, and he's...
No, I was... to get involved... Being involved takes some time and takes some effort, and I don't know what to say that, but we have to have some input or things can kind of drift in the water. And even if it's something very minor, just as a note or a letter to the city or a letter to your neighbor or communicate what's going, I think what the effort here, let's say if we had a mantra, it is to make Laguna Beach beautiful, be abundant. Abundance in Laguna Beach to include beautiful gardens, beautiful play spaces in tune with the community and the nature, beautiful art, beautiful culture, and all those things that go with it. I think that is the underlying effort. So if there's an effort with the artists to bring more of a participation, a more friendly climate for those artists to pursue their passion, and if there is an effort to bring some of the gardens and the protected spaces, make them beautiful and usable for the community.
You're touching on a dream I have, and that is for every entrance in the city where you can get up into the wilderness, which is quite all around the city,
Yes.
All of those entrances should be well done. a garden of native naturals. They should all be planted for the first 50 feet. As you walk in, you know you're entering a
something
different
special.
Area. Something
right.
special.
Yeah.
And we could take that on. People can do that. The county will allow some gardening. You know, they'll provide an area.
They just need some help and some
They need some
input.
Help. It's not their priority to do that.
Yeah.
They've got bigger fish to fry,
well,
so to speak.
Well, look at the Memorial Garden. I think the city got so
That's
far behind it, you
yeah.
know. But they needed some people to step forward and say, this is what would be really nice, and these are the things that... And they took the AIDS Memorial Garden, which is at the end of a mountain as it drops into the ocean.
Right.
And for those who don't know, and there's probably over a couple hundred people's ashes.
Yes.
From AIDS. And,
yes. 1984 was a remarkable point in history, wasn't it? The band played on, and people began dying... I lost 50 of my friends, and thereafter quit
yep.
counting because it was depressing. I took note of every one of them. They were all friends and close. But we need to memorialize that that event, or if you will, that era, that history. We quit pushing stuff under the rug because it doesn't fit your genre around
yeah.
town. It's part of us. It always has been, and it should continue to be. Such as a historic building like the Boom could be.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Right.
So I think, the point here is we can't sit here and expect these things to happen. We
oh,
have
no.
to get behind them some
yep.
on some level. And it's just a matter that maybe the resources are even there. It's just they just need to be spoken what we think was appropriate. So I think that, and I know I was there for the dedication and the mayor was there and a lot of the city council and a lot of the city was there for the dedication of that garden, and it was a very emotional moment, and it was, for me, it was like the reading of the proclamation in front of City Hall.
This city council's on the right path.
I really feel they do.
They're astute to, no, it's not an easy road.
No.
They've got to convince a few people that this is part of our history, this is us, this is this town. And when you weave the fabric together, it's much stronger. If you leave it as a tissue piece off on the side,
yeah.
it's not going to have that strength. It helps the whole town.
Well, certainly, again, if the Boom, or let's say Coast Inn, is restored to its original historic appearance and functions in a way, as allowed to function in a way where it can be profitable for the developers, that is huge. I feel like no one could expect a developer to spend a ton of money and to restore a building just for the sake of restoring it. I think the give back is to allow certain components to be included in that
updated.
Development,
mm-hmm.
the update,
yeah.
so that it's a viable business and
yeah.
that they can not just be out the funds of developing it, but be reap some of the rewards of doing the right thing and being a good...
I agree. The Dornans
person.
Are on the right path.
Absolutely.
I'm so pleased that they have the attitude that they have and that they're willing to work with the city. It just requires a little more work. There are going to be some compromises. You know, we're going to find a way to make, okay, the city can approve that.
Right.
You know, and
right.
let's see what they can come up with to
adjust. I did have the pleasure of meeting both Mr. and Mrs. Dornan this last week.
Uh-huh.
And they've made the generous offer to put a historical plaque
Ooh.
On the building that they would pay for.
I look forward to reading that.
And in nice. Support of the community. That's how closely they're involved and how supportive they are. And I dearly appreciate that offer. We've yet to come up with the design or the, and we would, Heritage, there's the Laguna Beach Heritage and Culture Committee that you can go and find on Facebook. And you can communicate via there. But that's one of the things. If you have any suggestions with regard to the plaque and what the content should be, you can communicate them there.
Yeah.
And we're going to probably get Bill
Atkins.
Atkins. We're going to ask him if he could.
He'll draft it up.
Yeah, do the design work.
So we need to get the narrative ready, give it to Bill. Bill will make it look great.
We haven't talked to him about it yet, but he's been so generous in so many other ways. And so hopefully he'll...
He is a piece of work here in our town. I mean, how blessed are we that we have the license plate that goes all the way up and down the coast, be part of him and all his artwork.
Does everyone know that in the community? The whale license plate.
The whale tail.
The whale tail is a license plate from Bill Atkins' design, and it's on the state of California's official website. You can get it on your license plate, and it supports the environment.
He supports a lot of the organizations I've spoken of here in town. Yeah. He has been behind helping organizations get going. Sister Cities, major point. The Beautification Council, major point. He's on those. He makes that those things look as professional and beautiful as they are. Some people just don't know that.
So that's all a part of the grand picture is to make this, to create this very, very livable space that is enriched with everything from beautiful gardens to beautiful art to beautiful culture to a beautiful history, and put it out there for everyone to share and enjoy. I totally agree.
Strengthening Laguna by keeping some of its past in our current. We need to honor the good parts.
One step at a time. We're going to step away, speaking of steps, to Sam Smith and a classic. Well, Sam Smith, he's gay.
What?
In case you didn't know. We'll be right back with Harry and Stacy in just a minute.
To you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
Oh, I hate to cut Sam short, but we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to get the last word in with Harry and Stacy and anything they've thought about. They just had a conversation about something over there.
Well, I would like to all the information, if someone's interested, which I'm sure there are lots of people, how do they get involved?
Yeah.
Because in order to make things happen, you have to pay it forward to make it happen. You have to be a part of it. So how do they get in contact?
There's really no difference between gay people and straight people. Right. When you take them out in nature, we're all working with the same hoe and shovel, and we're all working with the same rakes. So we're all having the same positive good effect. You can go to the Laguna Canyon Foundation website and get signed up for going on a hike or a walk. The animals don't care if you're gay or straight. They really don't. And the birds will still sing to you.
That's nice. That's nice.
And you can also go to the Laguna Greenbelt website. Laguna Canyon Conservancy is considering a website, but you can go to their Facebook page and you can like them. You can see some of the issues going on. Those are ways to get involved. Village Laguna, each of the nonprofits in town, I don't know where they're all listed in one spot. Maybe that's a project to come up to so you can look everybody up. Possibly at the city website, they would have them all. I think I've seen something in that direction. I'll go check that again.
Well, they could be on Rainbow Radio website as well.
That's right. Why don't we do that? I'll give you the addresses for everybody to get plugged
there. Thank you,
Harry.
I'll do that. I'll do that. And I sincerely think it is the people that make all the difference. The more people are paying attention to these subjects, the more our leaders at the top can go, all right, they're right. behind it.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to mention before we wrap it up, because we just have like 30 seconds, I guess, that Lawrence Simon of Mariner Travel will be our guest next week. And don't forget our panel on December 9th, the Laguna Beach Artists, the topic of the state of the art in Laguna Beach. And again, if you have any secrets about Laguna Beach that you'd like me to share with the masses and talk about some special business or special event that goes on that people are not aware of, or if you have a community leader that we should recognize, like Harry and Audrey and Sarah and all the other multitudes of people, I'll give a shout out, Harry, to anyone.
Yeah, of course, to Bill Atkins, really like him. Dan Slater keeps us organized. HRC in town, I never mentioned them. They are a power base of good, positive activity, and I love our city council.
Okay. And Stacy, any shout-outs?
No, just shout-out to the guests. Hey, fabulous. I adore you, and I would have voted for your Easter bonnet, but I love you anyway. Great information, great ideas. You're amazing.
All right. We're going to start, get back to some, take it out with some music here. You promised me. Everyone loves a good promise, right?
You promised
Rainbow
me.
Radio, KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here on Rainbow Radio.
You promised me I could be your queen.